the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And off we go to places other talk shows wish they could go to, but they can't. They just simply haven't got it, man. They don't have no gas in their tank. But we do, and tonight we have with us Dave Castorini from Dave Castorini Ministries to discuss with us the vetoing of the gay marriage bill in New Jersey. I realize it is a story that is perhaps particular to New Jersey in the minds of some, but it's a national story. It continues to be a national story, and it... And in this particular case, it's a controversial veto because there, as you know, there are lines being drawn, and people stand at the ready on either side. And what I mean by that to continue to debate this issue, our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. We no longer say 876 Phil because we are told by people that know these things that spelling stuff out on the phone, people have had it, man. They're just not going to do it anymore. And I don't know whether it's because it's getting more difficult or someone said it's because of the cell phones, Robert.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't have no letter on there.
You know, you said that to me last night. I don't think that's the case. But nonetheless, 877-876-7445. Please join us over at our website, philhendryshow.com. We have a very special event that is taking place now through the beginning of the summer. That is, if you're a Backstage Pass member, we are asking you to compile for us a particular list of best of cuts. And you'll know what we're talking about if you go to philhendryshow.com and take a look at that. If you're not a BSP member, then please join us and be a part of our... Be one of our archivists, as so many of our listeners are. The story here is of Governor Chris Christie vetoing a newly passed bill. It happened on Friday today that would legalize same-sex marriage in New Jersey, setting a difficult path for advocates who vowed to fight with every last breath, quote-unquote, to override him. The governor's veto was conditional, asking the state legislature to amend the bill so that rather than legalizing same-sex marriages, it would establish an overseer to handle complaints that the state's five-year-old civil union law did not provide gay and lesbian couples the same protections that marriage would. Mr. Christie also affirmed his call for the legislature to put a referendum on same-sex marriage on the ballot in November. That's kind of an interesting thing for him to call for, considering the fact that that's what happened in the state of California and the state Supreme Court. Regardless of the vote of the people, and people seem to understand that. And let me get David Castorini on the line. And David, we've asked you to join us because you are a member of the clergy. You're a man of the cloth. You're a minister, and this seems to be right up your alley. This is really when we talk about opposition to same-sex marriage. We're talking about opposition from centers of religion in this country, aren't we?
Well, Phil, I would have to say you're right. You know, I don't want to be aligned necessarily with people who are troublesome or divisive or making it more difficult for our country to come together on certain things. But this is a very, very pivotal, and it is of grave interest to Christians and people who hold that marriage is very much a union between a man and a woman. We are very concerned that if marriage is sanctioned for gay people, that it becomes sanctioned not only for gay people, but it is looked at by straight people as legitimate. And when we talk about a lifestyle that we do believe is not, in the eyes of God, a holy lifestyle, it is not one that is approved of by God or God's word, not only are we worried, obviously, for our youth, but we also worry for those who are not married. They don't have the comfort of marriage, of a marital union. They are single people, single heterosexual people that we do realize could be at risk. When you look at one of my colleagues, Ted Haggerty, here is a straight man who was led astray by the promise of a gay sex marriage. And as a result of that, he was led into a relationship that brought down not only his marriage, well, not really his marriage, because I know his wife is stuck with him, but it certainly did bring down his ministry, and it brought down to a great degree his ability to be a successful minister and a successful witness to the Word of God.
Dave Castorina with us from Castorina Youth Ministries. Our number is 877-876-7445. Why did Chris Christie then veto this bill? Is it because of the encroaching, as you call it, a lifestyle? And we can have this argument, and I don't want to have the argument. I've had it enough.
Well, I know, Phil. You feel it as an orientation, and I just don't think that we are the so-called science is in.
All right, no, that's fine. I don't want to talk about that. It's an argument that is it's a tiresome argument, and one that I suppose can be debated in great detail later on. But right now, what we're talking about here, you are saying that the governor vetoed this because, with the sanctioning of same-sex marriage, you have a threat not only to young people but to single people, heterosexual people.
That is correct, yes.
And tell me about that.
Well, I believe that, as I mentioned, Ted Haggerty is a man who I think was the most visible individual who had a marriage and had a successful life within his church and had certainly successful heterosexual love and marriage with his wife and as a father was led into this corrupted lifestyle by the promise of a same-sex marriage.
Now, see, I find that interesting. What do you mean the promise of same-sex marriage?
The idea of same-sex marriage, I think, for straight men or heterosexual men is, especially if a man is alone, if he spends many hours of the day alone, if he spends many hours of the week alone, if he is a, if his job takes him away or his job isolates him, if he's a man who is not particularly successful with women for whatever reason, and there could be a great many, if he is a man who finds himself not comfortably conforming or comfortably fitting into the heterosexual norms and traditions and rituals, this is an easier way to go.
And why was Ted Haggerty then? Why would you say Ted Haggerty was here? Here's a guy that was married, right?
Well, he was, but his ministry took him away, I think, from his home, from his family, from his children, from his wife. The demands of that ministry, the travel of that ministry, the television appearances, the individual counseling, the appearances, the fundraising, that took him away from his traditional marriage. And once that happens, loneliness, I think, sets in, Phil. And when loneliness sets in, I think a lot of straight men, a lot of heterosexual men are targets for same-sex marriage. That's what we're worried about, and I think that's what Chris Christie and others, myself included, are worried about. I don't have a problem with gay people getting married.
Well, then, if you have no problem with gay people getting married, sorry to interrupt you, Pastor. We're talking here with Pastor Dave Castorina of the Castorina Youth Ministries. If you don't have a problem with that, then why not address the problem of gay, of straight men being lured into a same-sex marriage separately from the same-sex marriage issue?
The reason why, Phil, is because if you do not address the same-sex marriage issue, which is the legitimacy, the legitimizing of a same-sex marriage, if you don't address that, you simply have maintained that which is drawing these men into a gay lifestyle, into the homosexual lifestyle. Giving that legitimacy makes it more attractive.
And if you're talking about straight men who are not successful with women, straight men who travel a lot, straight men who are alone a lot, who would never be enticed by into a homosexual relationship, you're saying they would be with a same-sex marriage, a legalization of same-sex marriage, because what? Because it is more mainstream?
Yes, absolutely, because you are no longer some kind of an outcast. You're certainly no longer someone who has the traditional mark of a homosexual on you, which is somebody who is involved in an aberrant lifestyle, someone who's involved in aberrant sex, someone who is not engaged in something healthy. What same-sex marriage does, Phil, is it makes the homosexual a healthy individual, makes that a healthy relationship. And you've got so many straight men without great success with women, without great success with heterosexual relationships, who would be drawn to that? And that's what we fear more than anything else.
Let me ask you yourself. You're not married, are you?
No, I'm not married.
And yet you are... And your ministry takes you to the places that Ted Haggerty's took him to, and your ministry takes you to the fundraising and all of these places that take you away from what would be a traditional home. Are you saying that you're at risk of falling into a homosexual or same-sex marriage?
In my case, Phil, I'm not, and I'll tell you why. And I'm not trying to necessarily separate myself out from the mainstream of men, but I am a minister. I'm the head of my church, and unlike Ted, because he was married, there are a lot of women who are friends of mine, a lot of women who serve in our church, a lot of women who are secretaries in our church, a lot of women who I know admire me. I don't have a difficult time attracting women, and it's one of the reasons why I have not gotten married, because it would not be fair to my female congregants to attach myself to one woman. So, yes, I am single. You're right. And, yes, my ministry does take me to a great many different places away from home. My home base is Phoenix, Arizona. But I am not separate from the company of a woman the way a Ted Haggerty would be, or a lot of men who are simply not attractive to women.
Okay, we're talking here with Pastor David Castorini about the vetoing of the gay marriage bill in New Jersey. He supports that. He believes that that was the healthy thing to do, that the threat of gay marriage, especially to single men, men who have not been successful in heterosexual relationships, men who are alone a lot, men who travel alone or may just be involved in very solitary lifestyles, that's a real threat, gay marriage, the legitimacy of gay marriage. It's a real threat to those men. Our number is 877-876-7445. David Castorini with us as we talk about the vetoing of the gay marriage bill by Chris Christie in order to preserve the heterosexuality of single men in America. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. Oh, I said I wouldn't say that. 7445, excuse me. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Bill Hendry Show.
877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Hendry Show here as we talk to David Castorini. He is with Castorini Youth Ministries out of Phoenix, Arizona, and David is in Phoenix tonight. So you're not traveling tonight, right, David?
Actually, Phil, I just got back. We were in Denver, Colorado, and before that we had stopped at Reverend Cherish's conclave in Minneapolis. And we were just back as recently as last night. We were fixing to head out again to San Diego tomorrow. We have a very big youth conclave that we're going to have in San Diego. And
is this something you're going to talk about with the young people?
Well, I will address what I think was a very courageous veto by Governor Christie to keep same-sex marriage off the table and preserve the heterosexuality of our young people, as well as our... And this does not get addressed enough, as well as our adults, as well as our married men, as well as individuals who are susceptible, most susceptible to same-sex marriage, most susceptible to gay marriage, and gay sex, would be those single men who, again, travel, who have no real female relationship at the present time in their life, the fact that they are away from their loved one. Ted Haggerty, I think, is a great example of that. So that's what we're attempting to do, Phil, by endorsing what Chris Christie did. Keep straight men straight.
I've not heard of all of the arguments against same-sex marriage that I've heard. I have not heard the argument that straight men are at risk from same-sex marriage because it legitimizes same-sex marriage, and therefore you're saying a heterosexual man will look at it and say, well, you know what, it's okay to be gay.
That is exactly correct. I can tell you, if I was if I was a proponent of same-sex marriage, if I was an individual who wanted to promote it, you just came up with a pretty good little advertising slogan there. It's okay to be gay. Well, no, it isn't. It goes against the Word of God, and that's what we are most concerned with.
All right, 877-876-7445, and here is Jerry. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with David Castorini.
Well, good evening, Phil. This is a very interesting chat you've got on the phone tonight.
How are you, Jerry?
Well, not very good.
He's an interesting man. Reverend Castorini has been on our program before.
I haven't heard him on your program. I've listened to your show before, but I wanted to ask the Reverend, the idea that a man traveling by himself and is away from his wife and from his children, in your mind, is a threat to his sexual nature? Is that it?
I think if you are disposed to it, yes. If you're not a very attractive man to women,
that's the part I wanted to talk to you about. When you say you're not a very, if you're not a very attractive man to women, what does that mean?
Well, I don't think it takes a brain surgeon.
It doesn't take a brain surgeon, but...
What do you mean? An ugly guy?
Yeah, if you're an ugly guy, you don't get dates. If you're a man who spends a lot of time alone.
I want to tell you, I spend a lot of time alone because I work in a job that is a singularly isolated job. I am doing, at odd times, I'm doing repair and machine work, and I don't have a lot of people around me. I have my own machine shop. That has never given me the sense that I wanted to even remotely be interested in a gay marriage, you see.
We are talking about same-sex marriage from the standpoint of it, the legitimacy of that.
Yeah, the legitimacy. I've never been interested in the legitimacy of a homosexual relationship.
Are you? Can I ask you something, Jerry? How old are you?
I'm in my early 50s.
You're in your early 50s. Have you been married?
I've been married, yeah.
And I guess this goes without saying, did you enjoy it?
Did I enjoy what? Did I enjoy the...
Did you enjoy heterosexuality?
I very much enjoyed heterosexuality, yes, and I'd like to be married again.
But you have not gotten married, have you?
I have not gotten married. I have not found the right woman. But I can assure you I'm not attracted to men. Or the idea of same-sex marriage being available to me, making sex more available to me, has never been something I'm interested in.
All right. Can I ask you something? Are you being honest when you say that you're not lonely enough to be involved sexually with another man?
Yes, of course I am. I think the notion of this is wrong.
And well, there are a great many, and Phil, I say this to you, there are a great many straight men that think that it is wrong-headed. But to defeat gay marriage, we have to look at every aspect of it.
And so the idea of gay marriage being alluring to straight men who are alone, who are not attractive to women, who don't currently have a relationship, this is something that you feel needs to be addressed.
I don't see any point in it myself, and I've never felt the need to discourage it in my own life.
Well, again, I think if we're going to talk about young people being drawn into a homosexual lifestyle, then we also have to talk about adults being drawn in by a homosexual lifestyle. This is just about the children, Phil. This is about adults who are at risk.
And are there women at risk?
I would say that there are, but for the most part, this seems to be something that men wrestle with. And so as long as we have these people at risk, as long as we have, no matter whether they're children or whether they're adults, we have to address that as openly and honestly as we can and not be childish about it.
I'm not being childish. What I'm saying...
I'm not saying you are being childish. You know,
but what I'm saying is I have never felt the need to have a same-sex marriage with another man.
Well, that's what a same-sex marriage is.
I understand that, sir, but I've never felt the need to have a same-sex marriage with a man.
And you are being honest with us.
Yeah, I've said that.
The man's already indicated that he is.
I've already indicated that I am.
And yet you are not married now. You don't have a woman in your life.
No.
All right, let's take a break here.
Yeah, I find that very suspect.
Well, I do not.
Let's take a break here. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show. And we have Pastor David Castorini on with us talking about the vetoing of that same-sex marriage bill in New Jersey and who it is that he and other Christians are trying to protect. Straight heterosexual children, sure, but also adults. Adults who may be lured into same-sex marriage. Phil, Phil Henry Show.
To the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL with David Castorini from the Castorini Youth Ministries.
I heard you just say you did not give out the number there.
I'm sorry?
You said you did not want to say Phil.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I'm sorry. 877, thank you.
I remember hearing you say that. I thought I'd bring that up to you.
877-876-7445. You're absolutely right. Reverend David Castorini, we talk about the vetoing of the same-sex marriage bill by Chris Christie, and the fact that Reverend Castorini, you support that because you feel that same-sex marriage legalized will lead men into heterosexual men into homosexual marriages themselves. Here is Bob. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I'd like to address the Reverend. You were saying that you found it suspect. Previous caller making the statements he made about not having any need or feelings or desire to be hooked up with another man. I also have no feelings or desire, and I've been divorced for since 1994. I don't know how many years that is, but that's how long I've been divorced.
Well, do you not feel if there is a legitimizing of same-sex marriage? And what I mean by that is that you were married at one time. So if we have same-sex marriages legitimized in much the same way that heterosexual marriage is legitimized, then what's to stop you from saying to yourself or to whoever, well, then I can engage in a homosexual marriage and it will not be looked down upon by society, it won't be illegal. And pretty soon you start to convince yourself it's not immoral.
Well, first
you see what I'm saying?
I look down on it, whatever you just said, it occurs or not. I have no desire to be to have a legitimate, or as you were saying, married relationship with a man. I simply don't find men sexually attractive to me.
Well, and I understand that, but what I've been saying to you, Phil, and what I say to Bob and to your listeners, what Governor Christie is doing by vetoing that bill, and other governors that have the same kind of courage, they're not giving same-sex marriage an opportunity to root and to nest in the subconscious of straight men, so that this gentleman here, Bob, is saying he does not have the desire. But if we have same-sex marriage legitimized, then it begins, it starts as a kernel of it begins to root in his mind that he has that option.
Not in Bob's mind, no.
You're saying in Bob, or in anybody, any single guy's mind. And now I know, Pastor, that you... And we can talk about this after the call, but you yourself have had a homosexual experience?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you see, I am a little bit more honest about these things, maybe, Bob, than you are. I don't want to speak for you. You know what's true in your life.
Well, are you gay?
No, of course I'm not. I have I've had many girlfriends.
You're gay.
Yes. No, sir, I'm not. I'll tell you what happened. I was alone, as I've just said to you, Bob, on the road, away from family, away from friends. I was very tired. I had been out on a cavalcade. This was one of our traveling conclaves for our Christian youth ministry, and became involved with this man because there was, at that moment, no female option. So I had a homosexual relationship, and I found out how easy it is to fall into that.
Well, because it was easy for you, it doesn't necessarily mean it's easy for other men.
Well, I don't think you're being honest.
Not only not desirable.
Well, again, I will say what I said to Phil. I don't think you're being 100% honest. If it's legitimized with the law, Bob, you have one more option in your life to, if you want me to use the crude term, I'll say it, to get laid.
I live in
one more.
It's legit.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Sorry, Phil.
Sir, you have one more option, Bob, in your life to get, if I may say, use the word, to get laid. You have women. Now you have same-sex marriage. Now you can get laid by a guy, to put it as crudely as possible.
That's just not true.
Why is that not true? I don't understand. If it's legitimized, if it...
Because intercourse between a man and a woman is a little different than getting laid by a guy. That's just not conceivable.
Oh, I know that, but it still can be just as sexually satisfying.
Well, to those, for men, I guess if you get off, you're satisfied. I guess that's the answer.
I mean, I think what you're missing here, if I may say this, Dave, is you're missing the I don't know how to put this, you know.
Well, the reason why you guys are having a hard time articulating is because what I'm saying is making a lot of sense. If you are on the road a long time like I was, and you have the option to engage in a gay act, you will.
No.
And if they legitimize it, if they legitimize it, I think that a lot of men will.
Well, you've just heard now, you've heard, Bob has just told you no. You heard Jerry, the last caller, say no.
And I understand how men deny. Look at Ted Haggerty's been denying for a long time. And Ted's a straight guy.
I've made my opinion. I don't want to take up your line.
I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much, Bob, for your call, though. I appreciate that very much. 877-876-7445. Ted Haggerty is what?
Ted Haggerty is a straight man. But the loneliness of his life, raising money for this enormous church, being there for everybody except himself, being there for his board, being there to raise money, being there to lead this highly successful church, naturally led him to gay acts because he did not have the option of a female. His wife, he's married.
And, well, his wife was there.
No, not when he's out on the road. If you're on the road, if you hit the road 300 days out of the year, Ted Haggerty was probably on the road about, there's 365 days in a year, Phil. Ted Haggerty was on the road about 350 of those days.
And good God, are you serious? I didn't know that.
I'm totally serious. His wife is nowhere to be found, so that leaves the gay option. And that's what I'm saying, that you, Bob, and all straight men need to look at that and think a little bit more honestly.
All right, our number 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk here with Dave Castorini. Chris Christie vetoed a same-sex marriage bill in New Jersey today, and Dave Castorini is here supporting that veto, saying that if you legitimize same-sex marriage, it becomes more attractive to straight people. So what you're saying here, if I may be so bold, is that the only thing that keeps a straight man or a straight woman from engaging in a homosexual sex is the fact that it's not legitimized by society.
Well, Phil, I think that goes without saying. If you look at society has rightfully identified the homosexual as an aberrant individual and performing an aberrant sex act. If you now legitimize that sex act, it becomes more attractive. It becomes an option for the straight man who is traveling, who is a salesman, who is out away from his family, who is driving a truck, whatever. It becomes a legitimate option. And I don't know. There's not too many different ways I can say that. I'm getting a little tired.
Well, because it's a very unbelievable statement. Anyway, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show here. Let's go over to Charlie. Charlie, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. The man that you've got on your program right now is looking at this with a 180-degree opposite view of the way you should see this. And here's why I say that. If you are a heterosexual, you are opposed by your very physical nature of the homosexual act. Would you agree with that, Pastor?
No, sir, I do not, because I do not agree. I do not agree with the idea of it being orientation.
You do not say that again. I'm sorry.
I do not agree with it being a physical orientation. I believe that homosexuality is a lifestyle that is chosen.
Well, that is just not the case, and I won't argue that with you, as I heard Phil say. But if I see in my state that homosexual marriage is legal, I don't care, because I am a heterosexual married to a woman, and even if I wasn't married to a woman, I would not want to be a homosexual.
You say that, sir, but you can't be sure. Because
I am absolutely 100% sure, even if I was alone, if I was a hermit, if I had no woman in my life at all, I would still want a woman.
You say that now because they...
Oh, it's got nothing to do with whether a gay marriage is legitimate. If you're telling me if gay marriage was legitimate and if everyone said, well, I have the gay option, as you call it, and
I call it a same-sex option, sir. I'm just saying it's a legitimate option.
Well, no, it is not a legitimate option if I want to have sex with a female, which is what I would like to have in my life. It is not a legitimate option. And you said one other thing, sir. You said you had a gay act. Is that correct?
Well, what I said was I'd engaged in gay sex. Yes, sir.
All right. And I don't fault you for that, sir. That is your choice. But, sir, that makes you a homosexual.
No, it does not. No, it does not, Charlie. That makes me a man who was away from female company, and I turn to a homosexual. I turn toward a homosexual option because the straight option had been closed down to me.
What do you mean it was closed down? Can you please explain that?
Yeah, what does that mean? I'd like to know that too, Dave. It was closed down to you. You're not married.
Not because I did not have the girlfriend that I had at the time and my female congregates. And I have a great many female congregates who are good friends of mine, were not available to me.
All right, well, okay, you say they were not available. You had gay sex with a man.
Well, that's the only kind of sex you can have with a man, sir, yes.
All right, well, I'm not trying to be funny or anything.
No, I understand that, sir.
You had a gay act, and you say that was normal, and I'm telling you right now, that is not normal.
Well, I agree that being a gay is not normal. I agree with that. The gay sex that I had was entirely normal, given what I was forced into. It's not normal, you're right.
And well, who forced you into it?
The fact that I only had the gay option, and that if same-sex marriage was available at the time I had the gay act, and let's say I had gotten married to a man, that would have been the result of the legitimizing of that.
Why would you marry a guy?
Why would you marry a man if you're not a homosexual, sir?
Hold on. That's what I want to know. Why would you marry him?
Again, Phil, I'm going to say it again, and that's all right, because it would be legitimized and therefore all right.
Well, I'm telling you right now, no, it would not be. If gay marriage was legal, I would never be married to a gay or engage in gay. I would never do that because it's not my orientation, as much as you say you don't believe in that.
There's no such thing as it's a chosen lifestyle, sir.
No, you're absolutely wrong there, sir. You're totally wrong. It is not a chosen lifestyle, and that's a ridiculous statement.
All right, hold on, and thank you very much, Charlie, for your call, and hang on the line. We'll be back here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking with David Castorini from Castorini Youth Ministries. That if gay marriage is legal, that means gay marriage becomes legitimate. That means that straight men suddenly see that as a sexual option. And you can hear the Reverend saying he had a homosexual experience in his life, which he said would have been made worse had there been gay marriage, because he might have gotten married to that guy. 877-876-7445, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and David Castorini on the line with us in Phoenix, Arizona, talking about Chris Christie, Governor Christie of New Jersey, vetoing same-sex marriage. I suppose, before we get back to some calls, your argument, I suppose some people have called you a homophobe or a bigot, David, is that correct?
Well, fortunately for me, Phil, that has not really been a case, because I'm a I'm a youth minister. I am better able to communicate with young people. My life is young people, and I think they trust me, and they see me as someone who is understands them and speaks their language. So they enjoy my ministry now. So I don't think they see me as some old, dried up old bigot. And I don't think I am a bigot. I'm simply saying that same-sex marriage is too much of a trap for our single men who will jump into bed with another man as long as society says it's okay.
And we do need to tell people you've had that experience.
I had sex with another man, but it was not gay sex because I'm not gay. I had sex with another man simply because I got sucked in by the fact there were no women in my life at that time.
All right, our number is 877-876-7445 here at the Phil Hendry Show. Let me go to a phone call. On the line is, where are we going here? Oh, we're going over to Johnny. Okay, let's go to Johnny. Johnny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Reverend Castorina. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Very good.
I just wanted to make a point. You know, the way things are now, and, you know, they're making same-sex legal and men marrying men and women marrying women. You know, it goes back to the simple thing of, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and, Adam and Steve.
Adam and Steve, that's exactly right. I heard a joke today. I heard a joke today, Ronnie. God made mac and cheese. He didn't make mac and Steve. I think that's cute, too. You're right.
Yeah.
You know.
But when it breaks down to it, things are
Can I ask you, have you had an experience with another man? I'm saying this because as a minister of God's word, you can have a sexual experience with a man because you got forced into it and not be gay.
You can't get sucked in. I imagine you can.
Yes, sir. But has that ever happened to you?
No.
Let this gentleman make his point, Reverend. Yeah, go ahead, Johnny.
Let me make my point. What I'm saying is things are getting so common now to where men and, going with other men. Think about this. Solomon Gomorrah, things got so bad at that time that God told him, you go in there, you find 40 people, you find 10 people, and they couldn't find none of them. So
they couldn't find anybody that was not a sodomite, right?
Right. So things are getting so bad now. It's so common. I mean, even the angels went in there, and they wanted to have sex with the angels.
Yeah, and the angel. Do you think, when I read that story, and I take comfort in that story, Johnny, do you think the angels at some point wanted to have sex with as well?
No.
Because I think it's a lesson. I think it's a lesson for us.
You're talking about God's angels.
I am saying that Sodom was such a depraved place. If David Castorini, who's a minister of God's word, if I can hop into bed with a man and have sex with him for 6 solid hours, why can't one of God's angels?
You can't even.
Well,
have
I don't think that that's. Yeah.
Well, I've done that.
All right. Listen, Johnny, thank you for your call. I don't think that we can compare you to the. You can't compare you to God's angels. Let me go to Diana here on the Phil Hendry Show. Diana, go ahead, please.
Oh, my God. This is so disgusting. The Bible, the minister needs to read the book of Romans, the first chapter. When you don't retain God in your knowledge, you're proud and puffed up, and you're open to a homosexual spirit. That is not of God, and he needs to humble himself and repent and turn to God because that's not right. I don't believe in the gay act marriage or anything like that, but that's really disgusting. I mean, you only attracted – if you legalize guns, if I don't believe in guns, it's not going to make me want to carry a gun. You know, legalizing anything, it doesn't make you attracted to it. You're attracted to it because something unclean is in your spirit. You know, you're not automatically attracted. And you're spending too much time on the road if you're attracted to a man. Why can't you, it's wrong. Fornication is the same if you married and want a woman. But
I'm not married, ma'am. I'm not married. I'm a single man. I've never had. Go ahead.
You still would not be attracted to a man. That is in your something you need to humble yourself before God. You're a minister.
Oh, Diane, yes, I am. Diane, I work with thousands of young people every year.
Well, you need to go back to the altar, brother. You need to go back to
Diane,
the altar.
Diane, let me say this. I love God. I love you. And I love Jesus Christ and his sacrifice.
Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my
commandments. Yes. Well, yes. Now, we all stumble. And when I had that, all I'm saying, if you could hear me, Diana, all I'm saying is this. I am not gay. I had gay sex.
Yes, you are.
And the reason is because there was no woman available to me. And
you're talking, Reverend, if I can say. I just want to say one thing, Diana, because Diana, let me say this. Reverend Castorini, tell you what, Diana, why don't you hang on the line for when we have to take a break. We'll get back to you and Reverend Castorini. 877-876-7445. But I want you to just think of one thing, Reverend. Now I forgot.
Well, see, you forgot because I don't think there was really much truth in what you had to say to me. God says, vomit you out of my mouth. If you lie, oh, man.
No, that's not what that quote is.
Well, if you're going to say something about me, it better be true.
No, all I'm saying to you is I can't remember now.
Yeah, I know you can't remember. Because God stopped your thought. He knew it was garbage.
Phil.
And if you want to start...